This Morning, America's First News starts right after this.
When shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This Morning with your host, Gordon Deal.
Harvey makes a return date. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal. Along with Jennifer Koschenka, it is Wednesday, August 30th. Thanks for being with us, and here's what we have for you this hour.
Even after setting rainfall records in the Houston area, Tropical Storm Harvey is expected to make landfall for a second time today.
Why would the Army Corps of Engineers deliberately add flooding to the Houston area? Hear why the agency is releasing water from dams.
As the United Nations condemned the last missile test launch by North Korea, the Kim regime promised more are on the way.
And related to the Harvey rain and floods in Texas, what not to do when your smartphone gets wet.
So the thing that everybody wants to do immediately is turn on their phone to make sure it's still working. And it turns out that it's actually the worst thing that you could possibly do. It is very likely the water is seeping into the inside. And of course, what happens when you apply an electrical charge to water? It goes everywhere and then it fries the motherboard of your phone, and that's not good.
USA Today tech writer Elizabeth Weiss on drying out your phone. She's here in about 20 minutes. Tropical Storm Harvey has now dropped more than 4 feet of rain on parts of Texas. There have been some 13,000 rescues. The storm is blamed on at least 18 deaths, including a Houston police officer who died on a flooded road as he drove to work. Some infrastructure is under siege, with a bridge over Greens Bayou in Harris County having collapsed. Harvey's second and final landfall is expected today. Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo, meanwhile, says a curfew is now in effect from midnight to 5 a.m. because of reports of looting.
We have a lot of threats, not only in terms of security, but safety. There are a lot of safety threats out there right now. There's a lot of debris.
The Houston Convention Center, equipped to hold 5,000 people, was housing over 9,000 yesterday, with cots crowding the floor. Rodney Stansberry is an evacuee who's now volunteering by doing things like sorting donated clothes.
That's a great way to pass the time, you know, take your mind off all the stress of, you know, being in this situation, you know.
Parts of the facility, more accustomed to housing oil and gas trade shows, smelled of urine and pet feces. Stressed out dogs barked in their crates. The storm is now targeting western Louisiana. President Trump is praising the response to Tropical Storm Harvey, saying federal and local officials have become a real team as life-saving missions continue amid poor weather conditions in southeast Texas. He said, "We want to be looked at in 5 years, 10 years from now, as this is the way to do it." Mr. Trump made his remarks from an impromptu meeting room inside a firehouse in Corpus Christi, 200 miles southwest of Houston, located on the Gulf Coast. He later spoke at a briefing in Austin.
The sad thing is that this is long term. Nobody's ever seen anything this long, and nobody's ever seen this much water in particular. The wind was pretty horrific, but the water has never been seen like this.
Brock Long, the Federal Emergency Management Agency administrator, described a dire situation to the president and said the priority remained rescuing Texans from the flood. After the briefing, Mr. Trump climbed a ladder outside the firehouse to address a crowd of several hundred people. He said that Texas can handle anything, and waved a state flag. With Tropical Storm Harvey dumping record rainfall on Houston, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers faced a dilemma as water volumes rose to perilous levels in its two reservoirs west of the city center. The options? Ordering controlled releases of water from the two dams, or holding tight and risk having water pour around or over the earthen dams. The Army Corps chose to let water out deliberately at a rate of about 8,000 cubic feet per second, depending on how much rain continues to fall. All this through Buffalo Bayou. Here's why the Corps chose that option from Cameron McWhirter, Wall Street Journal reporter in Atlanta. Cam, explain this.
What is really actually very basic. You have, if you have a bathtub and it's full of water, it's got to go somewhere. And that is what happens with these catch basins for floods. In Houston and elsewhere, all over the country, we have these basins that when there's incredibly heavy rains and rivers would flood, they use these dams to slow the flow of the rivers or creeks and as a way to stop massive damage taking place. In Houston right now, these dams, these two reservoirs they had built in the 40s are at capacity, and they're very, the Army Corps of Engineers has decided to start releasing a controlled release of the water as a way to avoid either the dams themselves giving way because they're made out of earth, or pouring into neighborhoods to either side of the dams. Either one would be a bad situation.
Wow. What do you do if you're the Army Corps? You got to warn these people and apologize, or are they underwater already? Or
yeah, well, some of the areas are already underwater, and yeah, the Army Corps is really saying to the local government and to people, you know, we don't have a choice here. The water is so intense. I mean, this is going to be unprecedented in terms of water pouring into the Houston area. And the storm, as you know, is just sitting there, dumping rain on an already saturated geographic area. So it's just, there's nowhere for the water to go. They're hoping that by doing this controlled release, it will increase the flooding in some of the areas that are already flooded, but keep the dams secure, and then also make sure that it doesn't spread into areas that haven't been as hard hit.
Jeez. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Cameron McWhorter in Atlanta. His piece is called, In Releasing Water from Houston Dams, Army Corps Picks Least Bad Option. All right, so you mentioned, too, that these two dams, Attix and Barker, built in the 1940s. Does that tell you something about part of the problem in Houston, or is that not fair?
Not necessarily. I mean, I think there's a lot of criticism of the water control system in Houston, and I think you will hear a lot more about that in the future. I think that, but those two reservoirs per se aren't necessarily the problem, and they have been maintained. The Army Corps is sending crews out there constantly to make sure that the dams are secure, and they're sort of doing what they're supposed to be doing. When you have intense rains like this, there's a point where as you're watching it come closer and closer to the top of the dam, that you've got to make a decision.
Okay.
And they've made that decision. This rarely happens, but as everyone is pointing out, these extreme weather events are becoming increasingly common. We had them in Louisiana last year, in North Carolina last year, in California early this year. I mean, these are becoming more and more of a problem, and some of these systems were never great when they were, weren't well put together when they were created, or they're antiquated, and either way, you've got a problem.
So what happens? So that's been an answer so far, but I mean, there's still another 10, perhaps 20 inches of rain that could fall. But is this an ongoing process? You continue to release water from these reservoirs or dams?
Yeah, the Army Corps said it could increase the capacity of the water it's releasing. They're not going to let these dams be overtopped because that would literally destroy them, because the water pours over the top. These are earthen dams. They would quickly, you know, they'd carry away the earth, and the entire dam would go away, and then you got nothing. Then you have nothing to stop the flow of water pouring down into downtown and the shipping lanes of Houston. So they aren't going to let that happen, but they are cautious. They're very nervous when you ask them that question.
Thanks, Cam. That is Wall Street Journal reporter Cameron McWhorter from Atlanta. 15 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Reminder, by the way, we can connect on social media. You could friend us on Facebook. Find us on Twitter with the username at This Morning Show. You could find me directly on Twitter at Gordon Deal. If you travel for business, stop wasting time pricing your flights and hotels at the same old sites. Visit Upside.com. It's quick and easy for Upside to show you the exact flights you're looking for and the big-name hotels you want. You can buy them separately or bundle them. See, the more you bundle, the more you save, the bigger the gift card you receive to places like Amazon.com. Every time you buy a business travel package using Upside, you'll get the VIP treatment while still paying low prices and being rewarded with gift cards every time you book a package. Oh, you'll keep your airline miles too. Upside's the real deal for buying your business trips. You got to give them a try. And right now, when you use the promo code DEAL, you're guaranteed to get at least a $100 Amazon.com gift card on your package purchase. That's code DEAL to get a $100 gift card free. Upside.com, the better way to buy business travel. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details. Upside.com and the code DEAL. Thanks for spending time with us on this Wednesday. The United Nations has condemned North Korea's firing of a ballistic missile over Japan, but held back on any threat of new sanctions. Nikki Haley is the U.S. ambassador to the U.N.
We are all demanding North Korea abandon its nuclear weapons.
North Korea said yesterday's launch of an intermediate-range ballistic missile was to counter U.S. and South Korean military drills. North Korea has conducted dozens of ballistic missile tests under leader Kim Jong-un in defiance of U.N. sanctions, but firing a projectile over mainland Japan was a rare and provocative move.
North Korea has violated every single Security Council resolution and violated international law.
North Korea's KCNA news agency said earlier today that more exercises with the Pacific as the target were needed. Yesterday's test involved the same Hwasong-12 missile Mr. Kim had threatened to use on Guam, but the test flight took it in another direction over northern Japan's Hokkaido Island and into the sea. It's 20 minutes after the hour on This Morning. Jennifer Koshenka is here with more of America's First News.
Gordon, the latest weather forecast is delivering a sliver of hope to Houston after 5 days of torrential rain submerged the nation's fourth largest city. Less than an inch of rain and perhaps even sunshine, but the dangers remain far from over. With at least 18 dead and 13,000 people rescued in the Houston area and surrounding cities and counties, others are still trying to escape from inundated homes. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner.
Based on what we're getting from the National Weather Service and the news reports, the end of the rain may be in sight.
Meanwhile, a second major shelter has opened in Houston, and it's welcoming the first of up to 10,000 evacuees. At least 10 buses pulled up to the NRG Center just before midnight. Rodney Stansbury is an evacuee who's also volunteering.
We've just been sorting clothes and the different items and putting them in bins, you know, to distribute to everyone. And, you know, Just taking in whatever we can get from the donors.
The convention center has filled to nearly double its originally announced capacity of 5,000 since the storm first made landfall. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says transgender troops will be allowed to continue serving in the military pending the results of a study by experts. Mattis's announcement follows an order from President Trump declaring that transgender service members can no longer serve in the military. The order also affects the Department of Homeland Security, which oversees the Coast Guard. Mattis says once the panel completes its report, he will provide his advice to the president. A federal judge has thrown out a defamation lawsuit that former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin brought against the New York Times over an editorial. The judge says there were a few factual inaccuracies somewhat pertaining to Palin that were rapidly corrected. He says that may have been negligent, but plainly was not defamation of a public figure. Do you feel you just have a job or a career? If it's just a job, you're not alone. According to the latest Career Builder survey, 55% of us feel we just have a job, and 38% are likely to change jobs by the end of the year, and 28% tolerate or hate their job.
Yikes.
That's scary.
Just a quick question here. Are you among the 38% likely to change jobs by the end of the year? I just kind of need to know, just for planning purposes.
I can't announce that on the air right now.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. It's 23 minutes now after the hour. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a technology update, and it's brought to you by Dell. Need help finding the right Dell PCs with Intel Core processors for your business? Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell small business tech advisor. Smartphones and water just don't mix, as thousands of people in Texas are learning to their distress during the flooding there. Experts say even if a phone is drenched, though, there are steps you can take to recover it. But it takes patience and the ability to leave the phone alone. It's a story from tech reporter Elizabeth Weiss at USA Today. She's with us from San Francisco. Elizabeth, give us guidance.
So the thing that everybody wants to do immediately is turn on their phone to make sure it's still working. And it turns out that is actually the worst thing that you could possibly do. If your phone got drenched or dunked in water, unless you have a water-resistant or even waterproof phone, and there aren't many of those and they're expensive, it is very likely that water is seeping into the inside. And, of course, what happens when you apply an electrical charge to water? It goes everywhere, and then it fries the motherboard of your phone, and that's not good. When I talked to the experts, they said the thing you want to do is immediately turn it off. You're going to desperately want to turn it back on to see if it still works. Don't do that. Resist the urge. Mm. And if you at all can, there's a lot of places now that'll do a special kind of dry out where they actually put the phone under vacuum, and then once it's in full vacuum, they warm it up, and that allows the water to boil off at a safe temperature, a very low temperature. If you think about it, if you make a brownie mix way up in the mountains, you have to change the recipe because water boils at lower temperatures, the less pressure there is. That allows them to boil the water off without harming the phone.
We're speaking with USA Today tech reporter Elizabeth Weiss. Her piece is called "Your Smartphone Got Wet, Here's What Not to Do." First, we talk about turning it on or plugging it in. You do not do that. Wow. Who does that vacuum service? Can you walk into, say, I don't know, your Apple store and get that done?
You can't. I think Apple may job that out. There's a couple of places around. There's actually this one that's called Tech Dry. They're mostly on the East Coast and a couple on the West Coast, and unfortunately not many in Texas, which is where it's desperately needed, even though people, and in fact, they're in the midst of driving a truck down to Texas with generators and a bunch of their boxes, and they're going to they're just going to set up at a place where people are congregating and help them dry out their phones, which I think is a very nice thing, and they're going to do that for free. There's also a company called Drybox that is in Texas and a lot of other places in supermarkets and some Walmarts, and that's actually self-service. You just walk up, stick your phone in the drawer, close it, come back 30 minutes later, and it will have run it through this couple of cycles of putting it under vacuum, heating it up, taking it out again. And all of them say that it works. Depends on how wet your phone got and how long it's been since it got wet.
Thanks, Elizabeth. USA Today tech reporter Elizabeth Weiss. 30 minutes after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. BarkBox is a great way to try a variety of treats and toys for your dog from local and small businesses that you may not otherwise be able to find. Each monthly box is themed like Country Fair or Brooklyn Hipster and packed with new and unique toys that continue to keep dogs engaged, interested, and happy. Every month, BarkBox paw picks the best all-natural treats and innovative toys to match a dog's unique needs, including allergies and heavy chewer preferences. If your dog does not like something in the box, they'll even send you something they'll love for free. Because BarkBox is all about dog happiness. Free shipping on any BarkBox within the continental U.S. My dogs Lola and Daisy are going to love it when the treats and toys show up at the door. It'll keep them happy, and it's convenient for me. For a free extra month of BarkBox, visit BarkBox.com/Gordon when you subscribe to a 6- or 12-month plan. That's BarkBox.com/Gordon to get a free month when you subscribe to a 6- or 12-month plan. Make your dog happy. BarkBox.com/Gordon.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. ThisMorning@CompassMediaNetworks.com.
Thanks for being with us. It is Wednesday, August 30th. Gordon Deal with Jennifer Koschenka. Some of our top stories and headlines. Harvey set to make its second landfall. Trump speaks today on the need for tax reform. Samsung releases new fitness-related devices today. Red Sox pitcher Chris Sale, fastest in history to 1,500 strikeouts. Our Twitter friend of the show, Justin Buck in Ohio, is having surgery today. He earned the shout-out that he requested. Please post some gruesome pictures. And the Louisiana man who built his own mini levee to protect his home from flooding. That story in about 20 minutes. The healthcare system in Houston is straining to deliver care as floodwaters thwarted cancer and kidney dialysis treatment, stalled ambulance traffic, and left hospital officials monitoring dwindling supplies of food and medicines. Wall Street Journal hospital reporter Melanie Evans says some doctors waded miles through flooded roads in the nation's fourth largest city to reach their clinics. Others camped out at their hospitals for days. One medical facility was forced to evacuate patients by boat. Melanie, tell us the story about this 32-year-old Corey Doyle of Magnolia, Texas.
Yeah, it really sounded like an ordeal. So he has type 1 diabetes that has damaged his kidney, and he needs dialysis 3 times a week. The reason being, the kidney damage basically means that his body can't kind of filter out toxins and water from his blood. And what happens then is that that fluid builds up, and when, for example, he would try to lie down to sleep, the fluid would pool in his lungs and he couldn't breathe. So he was having a horrible time sleeping, in addition to some other sort of medical complications that made him, you know, that were pretty rough. So he had received dialysis on Friday as scheduled, but wasn't able to get the sort of the full course, not related to the storm, but for other reasons. He was scheduled to get dialysis on Monday and was flooded in and reached out to sort of somebody who typically helps him with his medical care and was told to call 911, which he did. And getting from his home, which to a hospital where he could get dialysis, ended up taking nearly 3 hours. So he was transported by ambulance to a local fire department. And then there, because he couldn't get in this vehicle, he described it as a military vehicle, but it was sort of high off the ground, and he couldn't physically get in the vehicle, so they had to kind of strap him to this kind of a board and hoist him into the vehicle so that the vehicle could get through the floodwaters to a second ambulance waiting to take him to the hospital. It was, you know, he described it as, you know, he couldn't actually see the floodwaters because he was strapped to this board. There was a tarp overhead. It was raining. It was cold. But he did eventually get to the hospital where they got him on dialysis.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal hospital reporter Melanie Evans. Her piece is called "Amid Harvey Flooding, Hospitals Offer Islands of Humanity." How did some of these evacuations go for these hospitals in Texas?
Yeah, so it's been in the Houston area, it's been a challenge. So there is a hospital, the Ben Taub Hospital, which on Sunday announced it would begin to evacuate patients. As of yesterday evening, they had hoped to evacuate maybe a half dozen patients from the hospital. They had tried earlier to evacuate a pediatric patient, but the ambulance couldn't even get to the hospital. They had some ambulances at the ready. They ended up getting 5 patients into the ambulance. Only 3 made it out. 2 others got into the ambulance. The ambulances took off. They had to turn around and come back.
Wait, how about some of the staffers, too? Either they got stuck, right, at hospitals or doctor's offices, or made plans just to camp out, right?
Yeah, so a lot of hospitals, what they'll do in advance of the storm is they will bring people in. And the idea is that they will ride out the storm in the hospital so that they have sufficient staff, and they will find anywhere they can to sleep. So I talked to doctors who said that they slept in empty beds for, you know, like you have like a surgery center that handles patients who don't have to be admitted to the hospital. They have like sort of like an outpatient. They were sleeping in outpatient surgery centers. One doctor described for me people sleeping in conference rooms. One doctor I talked to said, you know, he basically didn't sleep much. You know, he was basically kind of trying to find a place to nap when he could, or he would find an empty hospital bed and sleep when he could.
Man. Wall Street Journal hospital reporter Melanie Evans. 20 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for joining us. Welcome into Wednesday. Beyond the headlines now, this morning's Mike Gavin is here with a look at some of the other stories you'll be talking about this morning.
Good morning. Well, it wouldn't be a trip outside Washington for the president and first lady without a little ribbing from the internet, would it? President Trump, as you've heard, flew to Texas yesterday to talk with officials about the devastation brought on by Harvey. And First Lady Melania Trump accompanied him to lend her support. But before the Trumps even got on the plane, the internet was buzzing about Mrs. Trump's choice of footwear. Some saying that 4-inch heels were not a great choice for touring a hurricane zone. Navigating the walk from the Marine One helicopter to Air Force One in the rain on the tarmac in D.C. could have even been treacherous, though she handled that like a pro. To the chagrin of her detractors, however, Mrs. Trump emerged from the presidential aircraft sporting a white shirt, white sneakers, and something else for the internet to talk about, a black hat with FLOTUS printed across the front, standing for, of course, First Lady of the United States.
The internet needs professional help.
I really liked the FLOTUS app, by the way.
I did too.
I was a big fan of that because you know she takes a lot of unnecessary jabs from people for her fashion choices and some of the things she says or doesn't say. So I thought it was great to get off the plane and be like, look, this is who I am. If you have any questions, you know, understand I am the first lady and you know I'm rank above you.
I did like the hat, I must say. But picking on her about the shoes, and then somebody was saying, you know, President Trump went too early. This is like Obama going too late. Can we just stop with this? Just stop.
Yeah,
let these people figure out how to, you know, rescue their lives.
Right.
We leave the politics.
You get a little too nitpicky these days about these things.
Yes.
And Gordon, we both know that Michael Phelps and Conor McGregor have fallen short against unconventional challengers this summer. While the Olympic swimmer couldn't record a faster time than a shark, the MMA fighter lost a boxing match to Floyd Mayweather. So what's one more strange competition? That's what was on the mind apparently of Phelps yesterday when he tweeted at McGregor, "All of this talk, should we race as well?" Twitter seemed to like the idea, with the tweet up to over 70,000 likes at last check, though some suggested to Phelps that maybe an MMA-style fight between the two in the octagon might be a better show, while others were less than amused by Phelps' stab at humor, saying that maybe he should retire from tweeting like Floyd Mayweather retired from boxing. See, that's good use of the internet right there.
Okay, yeah.
We had bad use of the internet, now we have good use of the internet, making fun of Michael Phelps, but apparently.
Just kind of out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Phelps, should we race to McGregor?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like he's got a lot, you know, he's got a lot of time on his hands these days. You know, he's not training for any Olympics right now.
Right.
We heard that he has a new child on the way, and that's fantastic, but that's not for a few months down the road. Okay. So right now it seems like he's just kind of hanging out.
Yeah. Let's donate some money to charity.
Yes.
You know, with regards to the flooding or coordinate some donation efforts, something like that. That's
all good things.
Stay away from proposing bizarre things like racing Conor McGregor. Thanks, Mike. 14 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. When a state ranks among the top 10 in the country for major new and expanded facilities, that's pure growth. When it's tops for three straight years, that's pure Michigan. Long known as a world leader in the automotive industry, Michigan is also a leader in defense, cybersecurity, mobility, agribusiness, and aerospace. In fact, CNBC rates Michigan among the top 10 states in the country for business. To learn more, visit michiganbusiness.org. Small business never stops moving, so Dell's U.S.-based small business technology advisors are trained to keep up. Just call 877-BUY-DELL to get connected with an advisor who will get to know your business and tailor a solution with Dell PCs powered by Intel Core processors that is right for you, so you can focus on your business and leave the tech questions to Dell. Call 877-BUY-DELL to get in touch with a tech advisor today.
The job that all of these groups have done getting along is, in terms of coordination, has been really incredible, and everyone's talking about it.
Jennifer will be along in just a moment with the latest from Houston. Meanwhile, dozens of reputable charities and organizations are on the ground in that area. If you're interested in donating, watch for scammers. As Money.com has reported in the past, disasters that attract national attention are often used to create fake charities and crowdfunding campaigns. To avoid that, GoFundMe, for example, has created a centralized page for campaigns benefiting those affected by Hurricane Harvey. It's best, by the way, to donate to a reputable organization that was not created in the direct aftermath of the disaster. You can research charities on the following websites to see how they use their funds: charitynavigator.org, givewell.org, and guidestar.org. It's 10 minutes now in front of the hour. This portion of the program is brought to you by Harry's. You've heard me talk about Harry's for some time now, how I'm a big fan of this great shave, and also the convenience of Harry's. No more hassle with razors locked behind a counter. I get a great shave delivered right to my door and save money. In fact, over 3 million guys have made the switch to Harry's. Harry's is so confident you'll love their products, they're going to give you their trial set for free. All you do is cover the cost of shipping. Your free trial set includes this newly designed, sleek, ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with a lubricating strip and a trimmer blade to precisely tackle those sideburns. There's also rich lathering shave gel, and they toss in a travel blade cover as well. Go to harrys.com/deal to get this offer now. I love supporting this small business, taking on the big boys and winning. Get started with Harry's today and get that trial set for free. All you cover is a few bucks in shipping. Again, the free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and travel blade cover, is at harrys.com/deal. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today. harrys.com/deal. 8 minutes in front of the hour on this morning. Jennifer Koschenka is back with more of America's First News.
Gordon, after 5 days of torrential rain, the latest weather forecast predicts less than an inch of rain for the Houston area, but the storm is now targeting southwestern Louisiana, 12 years to the day after Katrina slammed into the Gulf Coast. In Houston, two additional shelters, the Toyota Center and Energy Park, open to house displaced residents. Harris County Judge Ed Emmett.
We want everybody that's coming in here to feel warm, feel like this is a place where not only are they safe, it's a place where they can begin to put their life back, because most of these folks are going to want to get back into their home as soon as possible.
Televangelist Joel Osteen opened his Houston megachurch after critics blasted him on social media for not acting to help.
Well, the mayor was asking people not to get on the roadways. Plus, this building was very close to flooding. You know, it was within a foot coming over our floodgate. But also, our staff and building engineers and people, nobody was here. And, you know, it's not like we can ask them to come out.
Photos posted online showed roads to the church were passable. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un today called for more weapons launches targeting the Pacific Ocean to advance his country's ability to contain Guam, a day after Pyongyang for the first time flew a ballistic missile designed to carry a nuclear payload over Japan. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley says North Korea's aggressive actions have to stop.
The world is united against North Korea. There is no doubt about that.
The Korean news agency says the launch was a muscle-flexing measure. President Trump dives back into the tax debate today with a Missouri speech aimed at emphasizing the need for major changes as Republicans try to figure out how to proceed. They aren't sure yet what breaks would go away and whether their plan would reduce government revenue. All it takes is a few words from a superstar to sink a stock. NBA star Kevin Durant trash-talked Under Armour in a popular podcast yesterday, sending shares down 3%. When Durant was asked why Maryland, a college basketball powerhouse, wasn't recruiting top players anymore, he said nobody wants to play in Under Armour's. Durant, by the way, has a big shoe deal with Nike.
Oh, good. I'm glad there was no conflict of interest there or anything.
Could you imagine?
Could you imagine not going to college because he didn't like the uniform maker?
Oh, I love it. That's
Stop.
True. It is true.
Stop.
You think that's not true?
What?
All these AAU teams are all lined up with different shoes.
Absolutely. So petty. Mm. Thanks, Jen. 6 minutes now in front of the hour. Glad you're with us. A Louisiana man is hoping lessons learned from a past storm can help him better manage Harvey. Stafford Barnett from Lafayette built a barrier around his home to try to keep it from flooding again. USA Today says by Friday he was building vinyl pipe, the same quarter-mile-long rolls that are used by farmers for irrigation, to create a water barrier around his home. He spent about $600 on materials and $250 on small pumps. He was thinking of last August's 1,000-year flood. An inch of rain entered his home twice during that event, causing about $200,000 in damage and displacing him for 4 months. So now he's got a 15-inch white plastic pipe surrounding his house. It's filled with water that can be released at any time and serves as a miniature levee against potential flood water. That'll do it for this hour. For Jennifer Koschenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.